The Service to America medals honor federal employees who go above and beyond their job descriptions to serve the public. For the next few months, Federal News Radio will speak to the finalists, as we have been for the last couple of months. A civilian engineer is reshaping the way the military performs operations in the air and on the field. Sean Young is an electronics engineer with the Air Force Research Laboratory in Rome. He helped save soldiers' lives in Afghanistan by creating a new aerial sensor system to detect improvised explosive devices. For his creativity, he's a finalist in the National Security and International Affairs category. He told us about his nomination.
This is kind of a team nomination. Ben Tran and myself, we led the development, testing, and deployment of a new UAV technology that helped us find and eliminate IEDs, or improvised explosive devices, from a remote distance to help keep our military members out of harm's way when they were trying to accomplish their missions. IEDs have been the number one threat to our military members serving in Afghanistan up to this point. And we've had the incredible opportunity of working with the Air Force Research Laboratory's Center for Rapid Innovation. And what we do there is we take unique technologies that have great capabilities in their own right and then combine them in new ways to kind of change the game and how we look at solving current military challenges.
So you built something that flies, or something that goes on something that flies. How can you detect a IED from the air with a sensor?
So I can't go too much into the details of the technology, you know, due to the sensitivities around that. But what it allows us to do is get ahead of convoys or other missions that may be going on in the area, and we can find either the IEDs themselves or individuals who may be emplacing or coordinating, you know, IEDs and get ahead of them before, you know, they impact, you know, before our troops have the opportunity to meet them face to face, which is definitely what we want to avoid.
So tell us about the program. I mean, how did you come about, how did you have the resources to do this? And, you know, was there contractor support, or did you use a soldering iron? I mean, how did it all happen?
Sure. So what we do with this, with our Center for Rapid Innovation, is we look for a requirement or a need from a specific unit who's, you know, working or, you know, helping fight the war in Afghanistan. And we go and we partner with another organization. In this case, we partnered with the Joint IED Defeat Organization, or JIDO. At that point, they provide the funding for us to put together a team. And I think we have a team of probably about 60 or 70 individuals who really worked hard on this problem. And we came up with a solution, developed it, tested it, and fielded it in just 4 months. So it was definitely a great team effort.
And did this get translated into a contract so that a company could build these in large quantities?
So that's kind of in the process. This is kind of a quick reaction type program. So we start out, we produce them in small quantities. In this case, we immediately took it overseas and saw how, if it was effective at accomplishing its mission. And then from there, we're working with other larger groups to say, hey, is this something we want to put on a large scale? You know, does this really solve the problem? And I think the answer that we're getting is yes. So we're right now in the path of figuring out kind of how to expand it.
Is it safe to say, or are you able to say, that this is something that's mounted on a drone?
Correct, yes.
And so right now, the way people have been finding IEDs is almost sending dogs or robotics or sticks and probes type of thing.
Uh-huh.
You have to get very close to it. This technology, it sounds like, allows the awareness to happen without getting close to the IED, or at least discovering it when you're much further away than current methods.
Exactly. So we're finding them before, you know, before anybody's even within a blast radius of the IED itself. So definitely, you know, working to keep people out of harm's way.
And improvised makes it sound like it's maybe just sort of a glorified firecracker, but we're learning that they're getting more and more sophisticated and powerful. Is that the case?
They are, and there's a lot of different types of IEDs. Some are set off remotely with radio frequency technology. Some are set off with command wires, where there's a wire running from the IED itself to somebody who's pushing a button. Some are set off with pressure plates, where when a truck would drive over to them, you know, it would sense the weight of the vehicle and it would explode. And so we're trying to find ways to defeat all of these you know, they're really simple devices, but they're really hard to defeat. And so, you know, the method that we have come up with and employed has been very successful in keeping people out of harm's way.
We're speaking with Sean Young. He's an electronics engineer at the Air Force Research Laboratory in Ohio, who, along with Benjamin Tran, is a finalist in the National Security and International Affairs category for a Service to America medals for this year. And tell us about yourself. How did you end up there? I mean, it's a very well-known research organization and kind of picks the best of the brightest. What's your background?
So I grew up in Ohio, went to high school in Worcester, Ohio. Then I went on to go to college at a school called Ohio Northern. It's a small private school with a great engineering program. The university I went to is within about an hour's proximity of the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base here in Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, through some contacts, I ended up doing an interview down here to do an internship. And my last 2 years of undergraduate school, I went ahead and did an internship down here in the office where I'm still currently working. And when I graduated, I converted over to a full-time civil servant and have been here ever since. And it's been definitely a great experience.
And what are some of the other projects you've worked on?
That's a long list. I started out doing kind of more in-house research where I would actually do programming and bench type work, soldering and other things to build systems. And, you know, the work that we had done here at the lowest level was successful, that somebody came in and said, hey, we really want to put this kind of technology in the field right away. We think it could make a difference. And so they said, can you lead the development of this in a rapid fashion? And we said yes, and we kind of took our ideas and ran with them. They provided us the funding. We put together the team, and we really brought it to life.